We're visiting with Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy here on the Area Coaches Corner. Coach, two good wins for you guys last week, you know, with Meridazine Valley and Waverly. Meridazine gave you guys a test, and then you switched to box and won, and ended up getting a double-digit lead and a win there, and then a good lopsided victory on Friday with Waverly. You know, last week, what'd you like most about your squad?
Yeah, I think, first of all, getting two wins throughout the week was really great, just for confidence, but also sub-state seeding as well. But I think the best thing about the week was just the way that we were able to handle adversity and the girls' attitudes throughout all. Monday or Tuesday against Meridazine, we struggled offensively, and but the girls stayed locked in the entire time and found a way to compete and get the win. And then on Friday, we were dealing with some sicknesses, and we were down Avery, our starting point guard, and our younger girls just took the challenge to heart, stepped right up, and did an awesome job.
You know, what does it mean to have someone young to step up big? And I'm trying to remember who your leading scorer was on Friday, talk about her, Coach. I couldn't think of her name at the top of my head. I know it wasn't Madeline.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Natalie Neff was a freshman, and she scored 17 for us on Friday. She's a player that can shoot the ball really, really well, and she just has a very natural, easy, smooth shot. And it was just so good to see her step up and be able to execute throughout the entirety of the varsity game on Friday. That's something that we know she has the potential to do each day. And for her to see the ball go in consistently, I think will be huge going forward. I want to shout out Lene Rains, who's another freshman. She's had many back-to-back good games, but she also scored 13 on Friday and just was really aggressive attacking the basket and making some good mid-range shots as well.
I guess, what does it mean for these freshmen to get a taste of the varsity level basketball this year? Because next year they're going to even have bigger roles.
Yes, I think they've got kind of eased in a little bit at the beginning, but all three of those freshmen between Emma Morosis, Lene Rains, and Natalie Neff, they're playing substantial varsity roots, and it's going to do wonders to help us, I mean, as we enter sub-state, but then also as we go into their sophomore, juniors, and senior years, just with their experience levels will be so good.
Visiting with Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy here on the Area Coaches Corner. Coach, you're 12-5 right now. You have two games this week to conclude the regular season, as you guys have Madison coming up tomorrow, which will be our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. And then Center coming up on Friday. And then seeding for Substate is right around the corner, Coach.
Yes, yes. Our Substate is incredibly tight, 1-5. These games are important for that seeding. But they're also they're important just for our confidence and our execution just leading into that sub-state, without seedings aside. So Madison is going to be really, really tough on Tuesday, but it's good to see that good competition before entering postseason play.
And what's big this week for you guys? Because you look at the sub-state standings right now in the Marion sub-state, as you mentioned, 1-5 is pretty huge. You know, Hillsboro, you know, has been good over these last couple of years. You know, Mound Ridge at 13-3, Breen Academy at 12-3, you guys at 12-5. You know, anything can happen, right, Coach?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's going to be really tight, and I think it just is going to depend who is able to execute better on the given night as to who comes out victorious in that sub-state.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with Madison. We look forward to seeing your team for the third time in a week on the area game of the week. And best of luck on Friday with Center, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. Substate Week. So we'll talk to you again then.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
That is Chase County Girls Basketball Coach Clayton Happy. Join us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Griffin Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.